It's Sean and Sid.
Presented by Diet Pepsi, brought to you from the First Light Home Care Studios, firstlighthomecare.com.
All of them, part of Sean and Sid's
PJ Palooza.
You've heard us talking about this for the last few weeks. PJ Palooza. Ladies, you need a PJ party. Everybody loves a slumber party.
And you need to be there.
Guess what? You can do it all virtually. It is very easy to do. You get instructions sent to you when you get your tickets. And how do you get your tickets?
Oh, man. It is as simple as can be. Go to SeanandSid.com. There's a drop-down menu for PJ Palooza. You can find the link there. It's an Eventbrite ticket link. Tickets are only $25, and the best part is it all goes to charity. New Directions Career Center. You're giving back, doing good, and having a ton of fun. We want to see you there.
Oh my gosh.
This is going to be a riot. Don't stress out about, I'm not comfortable with Zoom, or I don't use Zoom daily, whatever it might be. All you have to do is click a link and have a video ready to go.
It'll pop up right in front of you.
You can see us.
You don't have to
do
a thing. And you can communicate with us, and you get to go to the breakout rooms. You're sent there. You don't have to click on anything. You just come for the party, stay for the party. Mm-hmm. It'll be blessed. If Nana, all right, if Mama Joni, Nana, can do this, you can do this.
Yes, you can.
Anybody can do this. So make time. Reach out to your girlfriends. It's all for New Directions Career Center.
Yeah. April 24th, 8 to 10:30 p.m.
SeanandSid.com for tickets. Going to be a blast. So I am really looking forward to it because I haven't had a lot to look forward to. So
holy moly.
We're going to talk about it a little bit. As much as I can talk about it.
As much as you can talk about it for now.
Uh-huh.
So stay tuned, people.
Yes.
You're not one to not speak.
No.
When you're able, you will.
I will. I try to be honest that way. So
you have a minor life update, if you will.
Yeah.
So go ahead and share, Mother.
So you may have picked up by now that I was let go on Good Day Columbus. I didn't see it coming. I had a half hour notice and had a phone call. So it was like so shocking. And, I've been there a long time, 10 years.
10 years.
So it was really heart-wrenching.
I think it's heart-wrenching because you truly, and I've seen this firsthand, you love what you do. Everyone has stressful days at work, but that was your passion. And TV and radio are your passion. We're obviously so fortunate for the radio stations that play us mm-hmm. and for our show. But mm-hmm. TV was that extra, element that you had in your day-to-day that fueled you. And you got to connect with so many people.
And I think the feedback I've gotten now from people all walks of life who figured out, through my social media, our social media, mm-hmm. that I'm not there any longer. Just the comments were so sincere and kind that, they looked forward to a moment to smile in the morning and I'm a goofball. I am not your stereotypic news person. I never in a million years could be. And that's why I was hired originally for that job,
right?
Through previous owners or previous managers. I was hired to be who I am. So here I am, flash forward now, and I guess that's not what people want.
Is what people want.
It might not be what they want. I don't know.
Listen, I'm biased because you're my mom, but I do know, in even a testament to all the comments that you got from viewers that have watched you forever, you are a breath of fresh air. And it's a shame that, a station would let you go. I know it's inevitable eventually, but at least do it right. And I don't believe you got that opportunity.
Mm-mm.
It wasn't made right for you, and I feel bad for you for that.
There were other people let go in various departments that, because of corporate cuts, I did my little mm-hmm. air quotes. Other people were let go, and I feel really badly for them because they're really good people who put in really mm-hmm. good years mm-hmm. there, and they don't have the voice I have.
Right.
So all I want to say is in a time of COVID, to do this to people is very insensitive, and, I still want to use your insurance when I get a chance. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. I can add you as a dependent.
I would appreciate that. But I love
whatever
you all.
It takes, whatever it takes.
We love you guys so much. So stay with us because we are going to keep forging ahead.
Yes. Tell your friends that we make this radio show into a podcast.
Yes.
So find us on Spotify. Find us on iTunes. Let people know. I think sometimes it gets a little confusing because right. we have the video element of Wind Down with Sean and Sid. We do the radio show. Find us there. You can find us online.
That's right. And when you do go to SeanandSid.com, you'll see it all mm-hmm. there for you. All right. It's an easy click and listen. We want to see you at PJ Palooza. We love the fact that you enjoy what we're doing, and we cannot wait to see what's happening next. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by the Wesley Communities, wesleycommunities.com.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, I'm not going to lie. You look a little tired.
Do I look a little tired?
I don't know if it's COVID and quarantining or job loss.
What do you think it might be?
Maybe losing a job will do that to you.
Maybe.
I don't mean to make light.
No. A little stressful. I haven't slept really wonderfully for a bit. And I started thinking, maybe I just do the wrong things when I'm just laying there and I cannot sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the wheels are just turning and you can't turn it off. You know, we've heard a lot of things in the past. Yeah, you know, get off your devices, do right, that kind of right. stuff, right? And it is very, very true. But they've broken it down into some more, I guess, basic things that maybe you aren't thinking so much about. This was at first for women.com, but guys, feel free to apply this to your lives. Okay, number one, one of the best things you can do if you've been sitting there tossing, turning. All right, take a guess. We'll play a little game. What do you think?
Oh, man.
One of the first things you should maybe do.
Like, should you get up?
Okay, there is, I guess, a case to be made for getting up.
I'm thinking, like, get hot tea. Or you used to always say hot, like, warm milk.
Yeah, but I've never drank that in my life. I just told you that to make you feel better.
But it might have worked. Maybe it was a psychological thing.
The first thing they say is always keep, like, a book on your nightstand
mm-hmm.
and not like go scrolling through your Kindle or whatever. You don't do that. You can't have that blue light. Get a book and don't make it like some scary crime yeah. page turner kind of thing. It's just got to be something that's like calming, inspirational, mm-hmm. you know, somebody's bio, whatever.
A bio would be good.
That would be good. There's one. If you need to get up, do some light cleaning. Like just tidying up your room, because they say actually tidying your room relaxes your brain.
Interesting.
Now, if I look at my room right now and the piles of laundry I just brought up, no wonder I can't sleep. Okay.
Feels a little chaotic.
Light prep for the day ahead, setting out your clothes. It'll future orient you so that part of your brain starts to relax so you're not stressing about what to wear.
But then don't you start stressing about the next day? Then you're thinking about, all right, I'm going to wear this outfit, and this is all that I have to get done.
I don't know.
You could fall into that trap a little bit.
It says it helps. Turn your thermostat down, like way down, because you sleep better when your room is cool.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. And turn your clock around so you don't look at it. I've started to make a real point of not looking at my clock. Because once you see it, you just feel the acid in your stomach.
Like panicked.
Especially when I used to get up, you know, earlier. Right now, maybe it's not so much acid, it's just
like nausea,
sludge, something, because I know I don't necessarily have to get up early. But yeah, they say if you can just, you know, if you're looking at the clock, it makes you very anxious.
Mm-hmm.
So try not to do that. Just some really smart things. If you have ever taken a melatonin supplement, they also advise, you know, that maybe you start doing that if it's become a pattern.
Yeah.
Do you have anything you do before bed to like relax yourself and go to bed? Is it when I sing you a lullaby?
Put on my zit cream and my retainer. That's about it.
Is it when I call you and I read you Good Night Moon?
Yeah. I love that one.
Good night, pimple. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by North Star Family Dental, northstarfamilydental.com, where you can get gross things that you've eaten out of your teeth. If you get floss and...
They'll work on you. Don't worry. They'll help you out. Okay, so last week there was a posting about a man who... He's a comedian, actually, but that aside, he said he found in General Mills Cinnamon Toast Crunch... allegedly shrimp tails that were coated with sugary cinnamony stuff. Ugh. Say that three times fast. He found what he said looked like dental floss or a piece of string.
String.
Yeah. And black flecks that were embedded in the Cinnamon Toast Crunch too.
What in the world?
So he took pictures. He posted it all over everything.
I haven't seen the photos.
Oh, the photos are like
crazy.
Startling. Yeah. Startling.
I'm looking it up.
And some people are saying, all right, well, you fudged this to some degree, or you created this to have some kind of, you know, social media presence or get a buzz. He's married to, do you remember on Boy Meets World, Topanga?
Yeah.
Okay, he's married to her in real life. I can't imagine they're making this up. And
it's just so random.
Yeah.
Why Cinnamon Toast Crunch? Unless he has like a personal vendetta against them.
Can you imagine though the backlash if you've cut a bottom hole in a package of Cinnamon Toast Crunch and then put stuff like that in there? Why would you ever do that? Right?
I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch response on Twitter.
I know.
We're sorry to see what you found. We like to report this to our quality team and replace the box. Can you please send us a DM to collect more details? Thanks. They seem very nonchalant about the fact that there are fish tails. I'm sorry, shrimp tails in this box of cereal.
Ugh. And something some people were saying regarding people who said, did he fake it? There are literally black items cooked into the squares. In tons of them at the bottom of the bag. In addition, the shrimp tails were coated in sugar.
Right. It looks like the cereal. Like it looks like they were legitimately
like the cereal.
I think someone had shrimp cocktail on the line, was eating their lunch.
And getting even.
Or I don't know, maybe they were maybe they just got let go.
Do you really feel like the people on the line at General Mills are eating shrimp cocktail?
I sure hope not.
Say, what do we have today in the commissary? Shrimp cocktail?
Oh.
Something weird happened.
He did say, so Jensen, who tweeted this, he said, this is not a bit.
No.
I mean, he said that in his tweet. I don't think he would make this up. This is too random.
So I can't make up what happened to me, too. So I'm looking at this, and I'm like, that's as gross as it could possibly be, right? And a piece of, like, dental floss or string in there, too. Until I remembered the gross moment that happened in my life that I guess you've had enough therapy that you don't remember it now. But I'm kidding. I will never forget opening a can of asparagus from a local grocery chain. It was their brand.
Ugh.
And in there was bloody gauze at the top of the can. Like whoever was working the asparagus cutting machine cut their finger.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know how those are cut like in perfect little, yeah. Cut their finger, had gauze on.
Lost it down the line.
Ended up in the can of asparagus.
Thank God you saw it.
I about threw up.
Oh, I would throw up.
And I called and, or I don't know, I was online or something and I, you know, complained about it. And I was nice about it. I could have sued saying, I'm ruined for the rest of my life. Every time I see asparagus, I'm going to curl into a ball. I just said, come on, what is happening? I sent pictures. This is what I found. So there's no denying it. And they said, we'd love to send you a $5 gift certificate.
That is crazy.
Isn't that nuts?
Doesn't it make you wonder how often they hear that?
Yeah. Well, granted, this was many years ago. So now it's probably like
quality control city.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So we asked you too. You've had some gross things happen. Sydney, too. She's got a story to tell when we come back. So we'll share our gross things story. Why would you go anywhere else? It's Sean and Sid. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Avola Lanza Hair Studios. Find them in Grandview. Mm-hmm. All right, we're talking gross things in your food.
Ugh, so gross.
If you did not see this story, a man, he is a comedian, famous guy, found what looks to be shrimp tails. I mean, it has to be shrimp tails.
Yeah, that's all it could be.
In his box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I mean,
we remember some other stories in the past big companies that came under fire for things like this. But we wanted to ask you, what are your gross food stories? I have one. We were out to dinner with my Nana, my aunt, my uncle, mom, etc., enjoying what was a nice dinner.
Right.
I mean, we were at a nice place.
Yeah.
But they're known for farm to table. I'll give them that.
Yes. It's organic, like, nice food.
Their menu is on a chalkboard. I think they kind of source it for the day, that sort of thing. But anyways, we got our salads for appetizers.
It was your birthday too.
Yeah.
We should mention.
We got our salads for appetizers and delicious. I had already enjoyed about half of it. I'm going for my next bite and I noticed something moving.
It was not just moving.
Something is crawling out underneath of what was going to be my next
running
bite.
Running for its life.
It was a beetle. A beetle about the size, I would say it was about the size of a nickel.
Oh my gosh.
I was cooler than a cucumber.
You were good about it. The guy was really embarrassed. Although at first he wasn't. At first he was like, well, do you want another salad?
Yeah, I'll get you another salad. I'm like, I'm about to throw up. I don't want another salad.
No, you got creepy critters crawling around my salad bowl.
So it happens.
Yeah, it does.
It's happened to you people too.
We threw it on Facebook just to get your responses. So many people had some very interesting. Okay, I don't want to make you gag, but here we go.
Oh no.
Micah said was at a popular fast seafood place. Well, there's only a few. You can probably wrap your head around it. Daughter may have been 4 or 5. She picked up a deep fried shrimp and 4 were connected by a big long hair. He said my wife went unglued. How gross is that?
My gosh.
And then Carol chimed in, I cannot handle hair found in anything. Mm-mm. I'm the same way. I'm out.
You'll gag.
Oh, I will gag. I'm the worst.
That's like one of your biggest fears. Ugh.
Angie found a food service glove in her carryout from a restaurant. Mm. Yeah. I had that happen to me once too.
In the bag or in the dish?
It was in the bag with
still
everything.
Gross.
It's so gross. Linda said she found a couple small pieces of hard plastic or even glass, and it was in her coconut granola. She saved it. She called and she just got an, oh, sorry, sent me 2 coupons. Granted, I never wanted coupons to go back there again. Robert said he was having Sunday dinner. He opened a can of beans, found a worm floating around. Yeah.
That's just about my biggest fear.
I don't mess
with worms.
And Mary was at a typical breakfast place. Okay. I'm not going to out anybody. Mm-hmm. Big hair in her pancakes. She wasn't lying. It was in the batter.
Oh,
gross.
My goodness.
She said, also, another time she bit down on a screw in a salad.
Is this Mary?
This is Mary.
Poor Mary.
At a seafood restaurant, broke her tooth, had to have an implant.
No way.
She said they paid for it. Yeah, moral of the story, never go anywhere with Mary.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just
She's
so
lucky
gross.
She shouldn't swallow that.
No,
that's
you're
crazy.
Right. So, more than just you and me have had those instances. Wow. I'm gonna vote on team. Those are shrimp tails. I'm going to vote on, the guy was not making that up.
I don't think he was making that up.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I'm sad he found that in Cinnamon Toast Crunch because that's like my favorite cereal. Ruined.
Maybe he needs Honey Nut Cheerios.
That's a good staple.
It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Merle Norman at Polaris.
In fact, they'll be part of PJ Palooza. Ladies, start recruiting your friends. It's going to be so much fun. All virtual, all fun, all easy to do. You'll get instructions. Go to SeanAndSid.com. April 24th, only $25. Join us.
Woohoo.
You're going to have a blast.
Definitely join us.
Uh-huh. Because, you know, we've all been doing the Zoom thing, you know, and COVID has made life very different.
Yes, it has. Good news is we will be virtual. So if we're a little smelly, you don't have to smell us.
Who's going
to
know?
Who's going to know? All right. There's a whole new concept coming out, a side effect of COVID that's just bizarre. We've heard of people losing their taste and smell.
Mm-hmm.
You had it.
Yeah.
You didn't lose it, right?
I didn't lose it. Graham lost it.
My brother lost it.
Yeah.
One of my best friends lost it. Nana.
Your aunts, uncles.
Cousin. Yep. Yeah.
Everybody.
So it's pretty common.
Right.
Well, they're saying for those that has happened to, when the smell comes back for about half of those people, it's not normal.
It's a different smell.
It's a different smell. And there's a name for it.
Okay.
It is called parosmia. P-A-R-O-S-M-I-A.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Parosmia.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It is a distortion of smell such that previously enjoyable aromas like that a fresh coffee or a romantic partner may become unpleasant or even intolerable.
Or a romantic partner. That's horrible. Anyway, coffee, and then you take the leap to romantic partner.
It's saying that it's having a strain on people's relationships.
Weird.
This girl, can't say her last name.
Lala Perosmia.
Sure. This is by New York Times.
Okay.
Said that she stopped going places. She couldn't even go to her mom's house or go to dinner with friends because anything from food to candles smelled so terrible.
Interesting.
And I think it slowly reverts back.
Was she younger? Or maybe it sounds like she was younger, but
she's 35.
It might not have an age. It's just what happens.
She's 35. So the exact number of people that are experiencing this is unknown. But one recent review found that 47% of people with COVID had smell and taste changes, and about half of those had parosmia.
Wow.
The stinky smell changer.
Stinky smell.
Can you imagine?
No.
That would be tragic.
I wondered if my breath got bad.
I have this like...
No, I'm okay.
Yeah, you're just really far away. So I dodged it. I have this... There's a name that I'm trying to think of. I have a complex, I think.
About your breath?
That I'm very worried about my breath.
Oh, is there
this
a name
is just
for that?
Between me, you, and everyone else that's
okay,
listening.
Go ahead.
But I have this thing, and I think you kind of instilled it in me, that whenever someone says, like, do you smell something? Or like, something smells funny. I immediately think, like, oh my God, it's me. It's my breath. Is this a normal fear for other people?
How do we say this? And say it kindly. I mean, ancestors of ours
okay,
have had the battle of the breath. Okay.
That is why this is a legitimate fear of mine.
It is a fear, for sure. I get it.
But I think it's good that I'm well aware and I brush my teeth 3 times a day.
So it has nothing to do with parosmia.
No.
It's just
unfortunately. Stank breath. Okay.
It's a problem. Inherited.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But anyways, does it work this is the a other real
way?
Problem.
Does it work the other way if you have poo breath? Does it smell like roses suddenly?
Well, it does say that people have kind of distorted smells, that COVID has kind of turned their smeller upside down.
Girl, this could be a slam dunk for us.
So a rose could smell like poo, or poo could smell like a rose.
I see a win-win. I really do. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by North Star Family Dental, northstarfamilydental.com.
Okay, so I saw an article, and of course, my attention was like, I got to find out what this is, because it's all about Walt Disney World and what they're calling not the happiest place on earth, surprisingly. Terrible things tourists are doing. So it's not a Disney thing. It's what crazy people do at some of the Disney theme parks. And now they've kind of put these together and people are now trying to figure out, oh, okay. These people who think that they're going to spend time with Mickey and Minnie aren't always great people. Mm. They're really not.
It's a character thing?
No, it's just people that go there are just as insane as people that go to any other theme park and act terrible. And you'd think like, it's a small world. And, you know, hi, everybody. You'd think it would be like the nicest, friendliest place. People go there and are crazy people.
Okay, what's going on?
A man spat upon a Disney security guard after he was told he had to wear his face mask at the park.
Oh, classic.
That happened recently. In 2019, a man reportedly fell into a lake after taking LSD. They sparked a huge manhunt. They did find him. But, you know, those lakes are filled with gators, so that was a huge concern. A woman was accused of punching a Disney employee because she wanted the fast pass for the Tower of Terror. She punched a Disney employee. A violent brawl between family members broke out at Disneyland. And then that viral video, of course, went everywhere. And they said the people were just out of control. Maybe a little drinky winky, all that. And the whole family went on a brawl.
My question is, where are the children during this?
I know.
So one guy's fallen in a lake. The other lady's punching someone in the face. And these kids think they're at the happiest place on earth.
A man was found guilty of groping Minnie Mouse. at Disney World. Grabbed her buttocks and her breasts when he was with Minnie. Mickey took him down.
I hope so.
No, Mickey didn't, but how sad. Splash Mountain ended up being called Flash Mountain because of the numbers of women who would take their tops off as they go through and they're in front of that camera on the ride.
Oh,
it's called Flash.
This is a children's themed park.
Yeah. An intoxicated man snuck into the cast members tunnel in Epcot and then allegedly hit three cast members there. A woman found a loaded gun on a ride at Animal Kingdom. Its owner accidentally dropped it on the ride.
Oops.
Yeah. And a couple held someone else's luggage hostage at a Disney resort after their Hello Kitty toothbrush broke. They stole someone else's luggage because their Hello Kitty toothbrush broke.
Oh, my word.
I just want to tell you, you cannot buy sanity. It doesn't matter where you're going.
No.
There's always going to be crazy cuckoo people.
Cuckoo and, for Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, my gosh. It's just nuts. You know, I have faith, though. Oh, I'm so glad you have faith in Sean. Lord Sean, thanks for the faith.
I wouldn't do that one.
Huh?
Mine just sounds like I'm having trouble.
I'm a little worried about you. Can I do the Heimlich? It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Avola Lanza Hair Studios. Find them in Grandview.
Uh-huh.
All right. Dating profiles. We need to reel it in, people.
What's happening?
Well, I don't know because I'm not on the scene. Are you?
Yeah. Unemployed, middle-aged woman. Time. Oh, come on.
Who, now is your
who
time.
Wants a piece of this?
I think you'd be surprised. All the people at Disney World.
Yeah. Well, my bio is probably not very scintillating at this point, but you say if I change my bio or work on it, maybe.
If you had a bio or a one-liner, what would it be?
Gosh, that's put me on the spot. I have to put some thought into it. It's something about not taking life too seriously. Yeah. Yeah. I laugh at me, so maybe you should too. You know?
Cute.
Something
okay.
like that.
All right. I have some bio don'ts.
Okay.
So dating profiles, we are putting a stop to a few things.
Okay.
This is by Inside Hook. Number one, the phrase, I'm fluent in sarcasm.
Yeah, don't like that.
Basically, it's interpreted as
I'm a snot.
I'll be mean to you and then say it's a joke.
Yeah. Okay.
We don't love that.
That's not good.
How about alpha male?
No, you're kind of a bruiser. You're a meanie.
It's a glaring red flag.
Yeah. Yeah.
And anyone that has to say that
yeah.
is a little bizarre.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys that yeah. are out
no,
there.
No, it's true. It's too studly, too much.
Yeah. Some guy is listening and grabbing his Tinder and
good.
Clicking backspace, backspace, backspace.
He should at this point.
How about, this one's okay, but to put adventures in your bio, like enjoys a good adventure. They're saying that this is just
horrible.
Too cliche. It's too vague. It's overplayed. Mm. Where are you adventuring? Are you adventuring?
Okay. Yeah. You could be adventuring in a galaxy far, far away. And that's really your couch with your gaming device.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I get it. Okay.
How about... Again, another one, like, let's give him a break, but proud dog dad. If you have proud dog dad on your dating bio.
But women like men who are, like, cute to
dog
animals.
Dads.
Yeah. So I don't think that's horrible.
Yeah, I think it's a fine line. Dog lovers are fine. But when you kind of cross the line and it's, like, your personality trait, that might be a little strange.
A little blurry, yeah.
It might even be better to say ashamed dog dad. Maybe you're ashamed by
or
how much.
Not ashamed to say I'm a dog dad. You know what I mean? Kind of backs
something
it
different.
Down a little bit. Yeah.
Something different.
Okay.
Okay.
Jeez, this dating online stuff. Got to think it through.
How about looking for my Pam to my gym?
What's a Pam?
An
to?
Office reference.
Oh, okay. That's kind of cute.
It is kind of cute.
Why is that a problem?
I think because it's cliche.
Oh.
And it's like, what does that mean? But you know what? Whatever.
Pam and Jim are the cutest.
You watch a lot of The Office, don't you?
No, I used to, but now I remember.
Kidding.
We're always rooting for them.
All right, last one. I feel like I'm being such a Debbie Downer, by the way. This one says, avoid putting pizzas, tacos, sushi, or really any kind of food in your bio. Like pizza fanatic, sushi fanatic. They say that's just, it's general and it's not a personality trait.
That's just, you know, what you are craving. And really, I don't think we need to share all that.
Back in the day, I started a Tinder for all of 24 hours until I got scared off the app. No offense, Tinder.
Believe me, I got off it too.
But the amount of pressure to make the perfect profile page, I was like, this doesn't reflect me. I felt kind of cliche and weird coming up with witty little taglines.
So is that what this whole story basically is like? Just be you. Don't come up with witty things. You don't need to.
Yeah. Or just like the mainstream things. Like try to think a little bit outside of the box and be creative. Not too outside the box. I want to keep things in the box.
The pizza box. It's Sean and Sid.
Presented by Diet Pepsi. Brought to you from the First Light Home Care Studios. FirstLightHomeCare.com.
Oh, so yeah, I think a lot of people, whether you're employed or unemployed, these are times that can be a little brain foggy. And
yes.
COVID may have played a role in this, but it also can just be just things in general. I don't know. People are complaining about it.
I've heard that as a side effect of COVID, just a fogginess in your head. And I think even if you haven't had COVID, I have not, knock on wood. Thank goodness.
Yes.
But I think being at home, not having a lot of social interaction, doing the same things every day can make you foggy. So, article by Real Simple, couple helpful tips to clear that brain fog. Number one, change up your diet. So, oddly enough, poor gut health is actually one of the leading causes of brain fog.
I need to eat poogurt. The yogurt that makes you poo poo.
Probiotic.
Right.
I call it poogurt.
What in the world? Yes, you do, though. That's exactly what you need to do. Avoid sugar and processed foods because they lead to inflammation. But you know I'm a geek about this stuff. There's a connection between your gut and your brain.
You do so well with it.
You just got to take a probiotic and are you doing hope the, for the best.
The kimchi wa and the kabuchi moo. Yeah. Are you doing all that too?
Both of them, yep.
Ah.
Yep.
I didn't get that right.
Kombucha and kimchi.
Okay, I was close.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Oh, well, this one might not be as easy. Alleviate your stress. To clear your brain frog, alleviate your stress.
Okay, I'll get right on that.
Even though, just the constant influx of texts and emails and clutter, it makes your brains fatigued, and you get worn down mentally.
Ugh.
We talked about this one of our first segments, but improve your sleep habits. Maybe keep a book next to your bed because that'll knock you out.
And make sure the book you choose is the right book.
Yeah.
So it's not like James Patterson, Kiss a Girl, that is the worst murder mystery thing ever.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, not that one.
Nope.
Get some exercise in, even a walk, and play some brain games. I recently just found out that Scrabble is an app you can play with friends.
Scrabble's so brilliant for your brain.
Do you play?
No.
Well, game on.
Couldn't you tell?
What's your name? Anyways.
There are ways for us to work a little harder and, be less foggy. You know what you need to tap into is friendships, virtual, even, with Sean and Sid's BJ Palooza. Yeah, it's going to be April 24th. It's going to be a blast. So get all your girls together or just come as you are, ladies, because it's going to be so much fun. You don't have to be worried about how do I do this? I'm not Zoom proficient because you will get instructions that are basic, easy, just to click on a link and boom, you're part of the party.
Oh yeah. We're going to make it as easy as possible. I mean, you'll have instructions, but I think your instructions will be three bullet points.
Oh, it'll be awesome.
There's not much to it. Just show up, have fun. We're going to have awesome breakout rooms. April 24th, 8 to 10:30 PM. All proceeds go to New Directions Career Center. go to seanandsid.com. There's a drop down for PJ Palooza. And if you click to buy that ticket, we will give you all the information you need.
So. Yes, more details to come, but get your tickets now. The first 250 women get the amazing swag bags, and you're not going to want to miss out on that. So check it all out. Start talking to your friends and get hooked up today at seanandsid.com. You all have a wonderful week. Stay safe.
We appreciate you.